Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our prayer focus today is repentance, faith, and unity for your city. The scriptures are clear about sowing and reaping. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. We're all accountable in what we sow, even in our cities. What the leaders in every sector of our community sow into the city, good or bad, will bring health or destruction results. What we sow with our words will bring life or death. So how can we repent for our city and have faith and be united? First, we need to look at the city's health, your city's health. How's it doing financially, economically? What does the news say is happening, good or bad? How are the schools performing? What's the crime situation? How are businesses doing? Is there construction for more housing? How are the churches doing? Are they growing or declining? Where are the problems occurring the most and why? This may seem daunting, but if we take just one thing we hear and pray about it as we hear about it, we will see change in our city. And we take responsibility and we actually look at the paper or news, however we get news about our community. Each city has their own website and community has some form of communication about the things going on and some type of leadership. We can find out the health of our community by what's going on, by how the businesses are doing, the places that we go to, if any place closed down. So, Father, we come before you and we repent of any divisions, accusations, immorality, mishandling of funds, not speaking well of the city or its leaders, neglecting to pray for leaders as you command us to do. We pray and repent of no involvement, just sitting back and expecting others to do all the work and then us sit there and complain and find fault. Forgive us for blame shifting, finding fault, being judgmental, or having a critical spirit. Forgive us for being selfish or apathetic at whatever and whatever else comes to our mind, Father. Things that we don't know and things that we do know as they come up, we repent of not praying. Father, we also pray that we will declare instead, what do you want for this city? May your kingdom come on earth in our city as you have planned for it to be done in heaven. We pray we will support it, we will speak well of it, and we will look at the resources, the location, and the environment, and all the beautiful things that it has to offer to our community and those around us and even beyond. So, Father, we pray that we will see things happen in our community as we align with what you require of us. And we speak unity, a constant need to watch how we speak of others in our community, our neighbors, the people we do business with in our community. We ask you, Lord, to show us people with love and compassion, that we would focus on what we have in common, that we're Americans, that we live in the same community, we deal with the same type of weather, environment, and economic factors. We're under the same state, the country, county, and city leadership. We make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. In the mighty name of Jesus.